person. First verse, this is from the Proverbs. Hatred will stir up strife.
And only changing attitudes.
Quote number 2 from Zohar to All, portion Tetzaveh. There's no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart from the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work. Quote number 3 from Zohar for All, portion Acharemot. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. These are the friends as they sit together and are not separated from each other. At first they seem like people at war, wishing to kill one another. Then they return to being in brotherly love. The Creator says about them, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. The word also comes to include the Shekhinah with them. Moreover, the Creator listens to their words, and He has contentment and delights with them. Quote number 4. This is from Assorted Counsels, Peace. The essence of peace is to connect two opposites. Hence, do not be alarmed if you see a person whose opinion is completely opposite from yours and you think that you will never be able to make peace with him. Or, when you see two people who are completely opposite to each other, do not say that it is impossible to make peace between them. On the contrary, the essence of peace is to try to make peace between two opposites.
How come we both?
Quote number 5. This is from Rabash, article Make for Yourself a Rav and Buy Yourself a Friend, 2. Those people who agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends, is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views in order to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
What kind of annulment in the reforming light?
Quote number 6 from Rabash, what to look for in the assembly of friends. Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends. For this reason, it makes no difference if the friend is slandering him and must certainly hate him. Instead, a person who wishes to acquire love of friends needs the correction of loving the other. Therefore, when a person makes the effort and judges him favorably, it is a sgula, remedy, but whereby the toil that a person makes, which is called an awakening from below, he is given strength from above to be able to love all the friends without exception.
שתהיה לו היכולת לאהוב את כל החברים בלי יוצא מהכלל.